Daddy, wake up! Daddy, wake up! Wake up! Wake up, Daddy!
Wake up, Daddy!
Daddy! Daddy! Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
You guys awake?
Are you awake now?
And if you are awake, are you living your life to the fullest?
This is the Dad Podcast,
where we talk about our Catholic faith becoming fully alive through being a husband.
And being a father.
Really, through our vocation as a husband and a father.
So, if you're a dad, this is your spot.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time to rise up.
Welcome to the Fatherhood Arise Podcast.
Hey, what's up? This is Iris from Seattle.
And it's Ray from Chicago.
And welcome to the Fatherhood Arise Podcast.
What's up? What's up?
All right. This is the Fatherhood Arise Podcast, Ray.
I guess so. I guess we're for real doing this? Are we doing this?
This is happening.
I guess it is.
From Seattle and Chicago.
Here we go. Let's do this.
Here we go. All right. So, Ray, it's awesome. It's awesome to be able to do this with you. But we're doing this Fatherhood Arise Podcast. Can you tell us, like, what is Fatherhood Arise? How did we get here? What are we doing?
We've been thinking about this since day one. We've known each other since like missionary days, meaning what, like teen years, I guess, yeah, like since right. Teen years, and
since the 90s.
Dang, 90s, back in the 90s. But like, you know, when I remember, I don't know if you remember this, but when we were maybe 1 year into married life, we were kind of gathering with a few of our friends. We were like, let's do something. And then next thing you know, well, my wife and I will be celebrating our 12-year anniversary this September.
12 years. Nice.
Yeah, so, and then now it's like 12 years and 5 kids later, we're still thinking about, like, you know, just kind of talking to friends, and we're like, let's do something as fathers. So that's what it is. We've been praying about this. We've been wanting to do something about something for fathers. So this is what it is. It's a Fatherhood Arise movement. It's for fathers. It's where you all can hang out, where all fathers can hang out. And we push each other. That whole saying of what is that whole saying? That whole saying,
iron,
that's the one,
iron,
iron sharpening iron. Yeah, that one. I think that rings true to us. So it's a challenge for us to kind of make sure that we're, praying, where we have our daily prayer time, and it's us fathers, forefathers, to push each other to have that, to build our house, our homes as a domestic church. And yeah, it's a call to arms. It's a call to brotherhood, really, for fathers.
Nice. Yeah, I love it. It's really important too, I think, when you think about like being fathers, like authentic fatherhood in our culture today. It's tough. I mean, I feel like it's hard for me to be a dad and to incorporate my Catholic faith.
Yeah.
I struggle with it all the time. It's tough.
Yeah. I mean, and, I'll be honest. It's just easier to not do anything. It's just, you know, sometimes it's the weekends are all taken up. I mean, I'm in my job is part of a whole ministry stuff, you know, so we're busy during the weekends, and during the weekdays, man, we have homework and stuff to do, right, with our kids. So
right.
Yeah, it's just easy to not do anything, right, with fatherhood, with just being available to other fathers out there, because it is, as you said, it's tough. It's tough, and we need each other for support.
Yeah, so like I think about like that baptismal call, right, to be priest, prophet, and king in your family. And I'd much rather my wife be the priest, prophet, and king. But actually,
it's easier.
Yeah, but you know, like that's something that we got to do. And I realize like I want to do that. I have a heart for that, but also, I need help doing it more often than not. I realize, man, I need the support of other fathers. I need the experience of people who've been doing it or who are still trying it and like keeping it going. And so I love that we have this Fatherhood Arise.
And here's a
podcast.
Thing. Yeah. Here's the thing, though, too. It's like we're not claiming we got it all perfect. We're not claiming we figured it out. We don't have a secret recipe. It's us needing this as well. I need this. I need the brotherhood. I need people around me. That whole thing of if you want to excel, then surround yourself with good people that will pull you, that will strengthen you, that will push you to and remind you of who you truly are, right? So yeah, I need this. I need this myself. It's nice. Not that we're starting this because we're perfect, but really we need this.
That's awesome. And so refresh me. So you've been married to your beautiful bride for 12 years.
Yes, 12
and
12 you got years.
Five kids.
That's right. Yeah, it's five kids, and my eldest is 10. I haven't slept for a good 10 years now. But it's yes. good. And we got our youngest is he's 1 year old now. 1 and 3 months or so now. Yeah. How about you?
Nice.
You've been married. You were married before.
No, after. I was married 11 years.
11 years. Okay.
And I got three kids.
Three kids.
With one on the way.
Yeah.
So go. My household's all boys, and we're gonna be surprised on the last one or on the next one.
Now, were you guys keeping it a surprise for all three or?
Yeah, but I feel like those all got spoiled somehow. Like somebody in the doctor's office somehow let it slip, and then and then I think
so
on
you
the
knew.
Last one, we knew.
Okay,
I think on our third kid, my wife wanted to know, and I was just like, okay, fine, whatever. But now we're keeping it, and we're like gonna be all surprised, right. And yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Do you have a feel? Do you have a feeling of?
Oh, you know, I'm totally bad at this. I'm hoping it's a girl, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy with whatever, healthy baby, but
right.
You know, we could just use a different energy.
Mm. Mm.
It's a lot of boy energy out here. But I guess that's what father. That's why I'm Is when it? I say like, man, fatherhood is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So do you have like some crazy that happened? Some funny?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
Going
yeah.
On?
Okay. Well, so this is, kind of revealing of who I am and a little bit of my character. Right. So today I was busy cleaning the garage. Man, there's a lot of things that's filled up the garage. but here's the thing. When it comes to the dynamics of me and my wife and our roles, right? I don't do spiders. I don't do any, like, if there's a dead animal anywhere in our backyard or whatever, that's not me. I'll do the heavy lifting. I'll do whatever. But I found a dead bird in our garage.
In your garage.
Yeah. So here's
a dead bird.
It's a dead bird. I mean, it's a dead bird. A little sparrow.
Oh. How long it's been there?
I don't know. I mean, it's still kind of all there. It hasn't decomposed or anything yet. But here's a kicker. So I called my kids over, and I'm like, hey, come here. I need a favor. So I had a little dustpan and a little broom thing, and I'm like, there's like a wet sock. I think it's a wet sock just like over there by the and so God bless him. My eldest, he's like, all right, yeah. And he looks at it and he's like, look. And I'm like, oh, please don't look too much. Because I still wanted him to think it was a wet sock or something, rolled up sock. No, he discovered it was a dead bird. So he didn't touch it.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it. So it's still there.
Tried to get the 10-year-old to do your dirty business.
Yeah, I tried
to do your wet work.
And then I tried to get my 8-year-old to do the same thing. He's like, nope.
Now, were they pretty calm about it, or were they screaming?
The two older ones were screaming, but the younger boy, he's 6 years old, Benjamin. He actually took got a stick. A stick long enough to like poke it. I'm like, don't.
Nice.
Don't do
of
it.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's more of the adventurous one, but yeah. Nope, I didn't do it. It's still there. I'm waiting for my wife to do it tomorrow. hopefully she'll do it tomorrow. Dude.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my funny story. That's my funny story. Nice. Yeah, that's me.
That's pretty good.
Don't judge, all right? I do all the heavy lift. I could do all that other stuff, but yeah.
Sure. I believe you. I totally believe you.
I don't do spiders. No thanks. Yeah, I can't do it.
Do you ever kill a spider and then you pretend that it's still alive?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I do that all the time. I'm on spider duty here at the house.
Are you?
And I'll get the spider. I'll usually get a tissue or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll grab it and then I'll kind of like crush it in my hands.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, it's a lot. And they're just trying like,
oh man.
Fling it out. Yeah. That's me.
That's the fun. That's the fun fatherhood, right?
That's right.
I could do spiders. But yeah, nothing bigger than
there was one time we were at a cabin and, my friend's cabin and we were going to use the cabin and so a bunch of us were there and he said, there might be some mice. We haven't been up here for a while.
I can't do that. Yeah, I can't do.
Oh, and so no. We walked in, and I was talking some big game. I was like, okay, if there's a mouse, I'm just gonna punch that mouse in the face. Like if I see that mouse, I'm gonna punch it. Yeah, like
that sounds like you, man.
Seen a mouse get punched? It's about to get a fist sandwich. And so I was talking. There's like. We probably drove like in a caravan style, like a bunch of families, for 3 hours to get there. And then we get there and we open the door and we're like putting the groceries away and like kind of sweeping up and dusting. Man. And guess what was there?
I'm sweating right now, dude.
There was a mouse. Oh. He was like in the bathroom. He like scooted. And then he was in the bathroom. And then we kind of cornered him. And they were like, all right, Iris.
Go for it.
Go punch him in the Oh. I was like, hey, he never did anything to me.
You turned peaceful all of a sudden.
Did anything. Yeah. I turned my sword into a plowshare.
Oh, I can't. I can't do it. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's pretty hilarious. That was a good time.
Oh, no. Yeah, let's change the subject. I'm kind of getting...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, since this is our first episode and you've already told us all about... Fatherhood Arise and this kind of movement of what we're trying to do is fathers trying to lead our families in faith.
Yeah.
And talk about like faith topics and things that are relevant to us as being dads and trying to live faithful lives and trying to pass on that faith in real and authentic ways to our families. And we're going to be hosting this, but we need you, our listeners, to like chime in. Like you can always email us or hit up the website or the Instagram, and we'll give all that information at the end.
We're on
but
the gram.
Since we're going to be hosting this, and you're going to get to know us every week, we thought, hey, why don't we just have some introductions? Mm-hmm, And Ray, you came up with this idea. You're going to ask some questions.
Yeah, let's have fun, man.
Some fun questions, and we'll just kind of go back and forth.
Because who are we anyway, right? So let's go ahead. Let's just dive in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's dive in. All right. I'll start first. This is kind of morbid. I'm sorry. I want to
start with some morbid.
I'm gonna take it there. I'll take it there real quick. Is that all right? Is that all right?
Yeah,
with you?
Let's go for it.
All right. That's right. Would you rather? Would you rather die of heat or die of being cold?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, like, I'm not talking about like heat as in like it's hot in here kind of thing, but heat as in intense heat or intense cold. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh man, well, I've thought about this kind of lots of times.
Okay,
and I'm gonna go with the heat.
With the heat,
I'm definitely. Yeah, it's kind of like, would you rather? I had a conversation with a priest friend of mine, and we were talking, and he was like, would you rather sleep in a super hot room or like a really cold room? Like super hot or super cold? Yeah. And that kind of reframed my thought, but I've always said heat. Like if I had a chance to be like, if I had a choice, like they say, okay, I'm gonna drown you,
yeah,
or I'm gonna burn you alive, I'm like, burn me alive. That's like how the martyrs went out. And so like I've always had that in my head, like Polycarp, Saint Polycarp, that's the guy, right?
Yeah.
was he getting burned? And then he was like, hey, they're like, hey, you can renounce Christ and we'll make this stop. And then he motions them and he says, hey, as he's burning. And they're like, ooh, he's gonna renounce Christ. And then he says, turn me over, I'm done on this side. See, like that sense of it? Yeah. I was like, oh, I'd rather die of heat than cold.
Mm.
I'd go with heat.
I'd go with heat as well. I'd go to heat.
Yeah. People say that if you went with cold,
yeah,
you know, you'd stop feeling things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
when you're cold. So you'd chatter, your teeth would chatter and you'd like be all like super tight.
Yeah.
But after a while, it just like, you'd totally like be numb and then just kind of like fall asleep. But I don't think you'd do that.
With like, heat. No, I would be screaming, I guess. Or I don't know. I think instead of screaming, I think I'd be, why are we talking about this? I don't know.
You started it.
Sorry. But I think I'd pass out. After screaming for a few hours.
Nice.
All right, let's keep going.
Switch it up.
Sorry.
I got a question for you.
Your turn.
All right, how about this? What's the weirdest job you ever had? Weirdest job?
That's a good one.
If you've had no weird jobs, how about what was your first job?
I'd go, it's not really weird and it's not really my first, but it's kind of weird. No one would believe me, but I used to work for UPS back in college. I used to load trucks.
But you're so diminutive.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen the gun show? I applied. I heard that it's a great way to work out, to get buff.
Is that true?
Real fast. That's what they said. And so, so I signed up. I'm like, all right, yeah, I could do this. And so I did, and it was intense. It was definitely hot in the loading docks. I don't know how it is now.
Oh, nice.
This was back in the 90s, so I don't know how it is now. It's probably all air conditioned and all that stuff, but
they probably have good workers
comp and all
conditions. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. No, that's UPS, man. I used to wear the brown.
Wow.
I didn't deliver. I was in the back loading trucks.
You never got to be the person that walked into the office with all the boxes.
Yeah, no. Yeah. How about you? Weirdest?
Oh, man.
First?
Yeah. My first job was I worked at the mall.
Mm.
And I worked selling women's shoes.
Really?
I was in a women's shoe store. Yeah.
Dang, this is Al Bundy mode here.
I know. And
some of our listeners might not know what I'm talking about here, but.
And the shoes, the store does not exist anymore, but the shoes, the specialty of the store was like 3-inch stilettos and higher.
What? Were you like, did you have to dress up like bow tie type?
Not a bow tie. I mean, it wasn't super classy. I was in high school. Yeah. And it was intense. I knew nothing about women's shoes.
You just wanted to meet girls.
I just wanted to meet girls. And I met a lot of girls. Well, women who were just like beyond me.
Uh-huh.
And they would ask me things about shoes. Like, I have no idea. And actually, back then, I thought, oh, you know what I should aspire to? Nordstrom shoes. Like, that should be my ultimate goal in life. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. That was a weird time. Women's shoes.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was your upgrade after that? Did you work at like Foot Locker or something? Get some.
Oh, nice I got places. Out of the shoe game.
Got a shoe game. It. Oh man.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't even care.
I went
to the bank.
The bank. Oh yeah. Sorry. Counting some dough. Yeah. Man. I was trying to get fit. You're trying to meet some girls.
Yeah, these are the priorities. Back then. Not now.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hit me up.
All right. This is a good one here. Oh, kind of related to that previous question. Would you rather relive your teen years or your 20s?
Oh man.
Was it more exciting being a teenage Iris, or was it more exciting being a 20s Iris?
Oh my God, I'd say like the teenage years were the dumbest years. I was like the dumbest kid.
Some people had the best time of their teen years, right? Not you.
I currently teach at a high school.
Okay. So you've seen these awkward teenagers. Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, guys, it gets better. It gets better. This ain't it. This ain't the only thing. No, I loved my 20s. I thought 20s was amazing. College. And then early working life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to relive anything. I'm happy just living. Don't want to relive.
Don't want to go back.
But I would say definitely the 20s were way better than the teens.
I don't know, because I don't know if your kids do this, but they just aspire to be teenagers, man. My 10-year-old and down, 8-year-old and the 6-year-old, they're like, man, I wish we were teenage. We were teenagers. Oh, really? I don't know what it is. And I'm like, dude, being a teenager sucks. You have no money. You can't go anywhere. But they think they're the coolest. I don't know. Yeah, I would agree with you.
Well, because they make all the cool TikTok dances, and they're like the pioneers of culture out here.
So. I guess so. Oh, man. They have zero money. They can't drive yet, I guess, right? But anyway. Yeah.
Okay. So switch it up. I'm going to switch it up on you.
Go for it.
How about where'd you meet your wife?
Mm.
How about that? How did that happen?
Wow. This is funny. You bring this up, because we were just talking about this. My wife and I told her I met her when I was, 14, 15 or so, at a national youth conference, Catholic youth conference. But she said she doesn't remember me. She doesn't remember that stuff. But we met through youth group, national youth conference, youth group. It was
so when you met, were you like, yo girl, what's up? Man. Let me get your number. Was it like that, or was it?
So here's the thing. Yeah.
Like,
so
mutual friend type deal.
No. So here. Yeah. And I told her this just recently. She's like, really? I mean, I mean this. When the first time I met her, I was like, she's the one. But I was just too shy to like introduce myself. But I really mean it. When I first met her, I'm like, yeah, that's the girl. And then I got to know her more and more and more, and I'm like, yeah, she's the one. And then she's
which
like,
conference was this?
This is I'd say it was actually one of our parents' conferences, the couples conference, in Washington. I believe it was in Washington, D.C. So back in like 1999 or 2000-ish, around that time. Yeah.
Okay.
So we started our friendship then. I knew.
Nice.
I knew that she was the one. She didn't. Wow. She didn't know. She's like, what?
Well, I remember because I knew you guys back then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I had met her, too. Maybe I met her before you did.
Yeah. No, I met her at the first or the second conference in Chicago, but that's the one she didn't remember. But yeah.
Okay.
But that was like 90.
I didn't go to that. I didn't go to that Chicago.
You didn't. You missed out, man.
So I didn't go to that one. I missed out. But everybody came back from that conference and they were talking about her.
Oh, really? Dang.
Yeah. They're like, yo, there's this girl.
Yeah. That's her. That's her. How about you? How about you? Did you know?
Oh my gosh.
Did you know right away?
When
you met your wife?
So this is embarrassing too, but it's kind of a similar story. So actually I met my wife at Mass.
Mm.
I went to the University of Washington.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I went to a Wednesday night Mass at the Newman Center.
Mm.
And I was working actually. I was doing ministry on campus, and I took my ministry group, and we said, "Hey, let's go to Mass for the it was like that campus-based meeting." And so we went over to the church and for the Wednesday night Mass, and we rolled pretty deep. There was like maybe 30 of us, and it like doubled the church, it doubled the amount of people. And she happened to be in the church, and then
this is the first time you met her.
Yeah, so she was in the church, and I brought the ministry that I was working with. Mm-hmm. We all went to Mass, And then after Mass, people are just kind of chatting. Mm-hmm. And she was like, who are all you guys? Why is there a giant group here on Wednesday Night Mass? And I remember meeting her and introducing her. She was a friend of a friend. And I introduced myself. I remember what she looked like. I remember how her hair was cut. Yeah, I remember what she was wearing. And she doesn't remember meeting me.
But you were talking to her.
I was. Like, we had a
conversation. She was like asking you questions and stuff. Yeah.
Yep. And she doesn't remember, does not recall. Actually, though, we ended up getting married in that church.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And you were there.
I was there, yes. Oh, man.
That's right.
Wow. Yep. So that was the first time.
Yep.
She caught your eye and you're like, yeah, I got to talk to her. Had a conversation with her. She didn't remember you.
No, I was all professional. Oh, okay. I was like, hello, yeah, this is ministry.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't trying to talk to you.
Did you look at her shoes? Was she like wearing the right
shoes?
Yeah,
they were like these sandals that are like really thick.
Wow, you still remember those, huh?
Super high. Dang. Yeah.
Nice.
That was a trend. That was a trend back in 01.
Yeah. Oh man.
That's right. Oh my gosh, that's like 20 years ago. Dang. About. That's wild.
Hey, we're not old, man. We're not old. We're fathers. Right. We're fathers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Give me a question.
Here we go. About family. I don't know if you've discerned this yet. You've talked to your wife and kids about this, but who's your patron saint for your family? Like who's your dude? Who's your?
Oh my gosh.
Your homie.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, we got a litany at night.
Okay.
So we run through. So all of my kids are named after saints.
Okay.
Well, because there's no Saint Iris.
There's no Saint Iris.
And my wife, her name's Aaliyah, and there's no Saint Aaliyah either. So we don't have saints. So, but my kids, they all have saint names. Mm-hmm. And so at night, when we pray every night, we run through the litany of all of their names.
Oh, cool.
So we say Saint Peter. Saint Ignatius, Saint Blaise, Saint Leo, Saint Joseph. And so those are the saints that we invoke every day. And then also Santiago, mm-hmm. because I recently walked the Camino.
Yeah, you've been talking about that since I've known you. And finally you did.
I know. That's got to be a whole separate podcast. Yes, one day.
I love that. Yeah.
Some episode. So, yeah. So we, so like the names of our children, and each one of them kind of holds us in a place, but we need to like incorporate some women saints also in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think for us, it's like super special because they hear their name as like Saint Peter.
That is cool.
Like, oh, wow. Yeah. And every time, like, we're reading the scriptures and we're attending Mass and he hears, like, Jesus call out Peter, or it's Peter's name. He's like, that's me.
My kids, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. How about you?
Our go-to, our homie in our household over here is JP2, man.
Oh, love it.
Big JP2 enthusiasts, we're fans of him, and we invoke him for his prayers. So JP2, Saint Francis of Assisi, Mother Teresa, Calcutta. So yeah, those probably would be our top three right there in our family.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we kind of build our charism with them in mind as well.
When I was a missionary in I was a missionary in Africa, in West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mission team, at the end of every prayer, everyone would invoke a saint.
I love that.
And there was, it was just had their own flavor. And the one person saint was Saint Therese of Lisieux, who's like, whoa, what a great saint.
Yeah.
And then there was another, our team leader, he would always pray for, ask for Saint Barnabas for his prayers. Sorry. We might have to cut this piece out. My kids are yelling.
No, it's good, man. This is our first.
All right. So, and then back then there was this movement in the Philippines where they were trying to get this guy to be a saint. And
is that Calongsod?
His name was It's this. He was a Jesuit volunteer, and he was in Cambodia. And he was a teacher, and someone like threw a grenade into like the school, and he like jumped on the grenade and like died.
Oh wow!
And so in the Philippines, there was like they're trying to like establish a movement for this guy to be named like the first saint. So this is prior to San Lorenzo Ruiz and all these other things, to be the first Filipino saint. And friends of mine told me a story, and so I said, okay, I'm gonna go on and I'll invoke him. And so we're like in prayer, and it's awesome, and then like Saint Therese of Lisieux and Saint Barnabas, and then I would go Richie. His name was Richie.
Not even blessed or
no, because he has nothing. They're just like trying. They're trying to get him.
Richie, okay.
Trying to get him in. And so they're like trying to slide him in. So invoked with all these great saints in this life of mission. And I was like, Richie.
Pray for us. Hey, who knows, right? Who knows?
But you never know.
Right, that's right.
Hey, I survived that mission. No. Made it.
Yeah, right. I live.
Richie, thank you. Yeah. So one day, hopefully, someone's going to slide my name in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
St. Iris?
Yeah. Iris. Pray for us.
Oh man, servant of God, Iris.
Pray That'd be us. Nice.
That'd be no. That's a nice.
Is that the first level?
I'm not sure. I think there's another prior level to servant of God. I think there's like two more. You're close.
Ooh, this is bad.
You're close. That'll be a nice that'll be a nice podcast episode, naming all our married couple saints. There's not many.
The list is short. Yeah. We can win this game.
I mean, there's a lot of married couples, but mostly women that have made it to sainthood or that are recognized as saints, and then their husbands are like servants of God. Bless this. Oh well.
You know who I like now though? Frassati. Frassati got some.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like him.
I love his name too, Frassati.
Yeah, lots of fun things rhyme with Frassati. Like Bugatti. Nice.
Spaghetti. No.
Yeah, spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Oh man.
Nice. Okay. Right on. Hey, how about for like ministry wise?
Yeah.
You do professional ministry, don't you?
Yeah. I work for the Archdiocese of Chicago under the Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity. Part there, Department of the Archdiocese of Chicago. So yeah, I work for.
And you've been doing ministry for a long time.
Going on 11 years now. I had to take a deep breath there. and you too, right? I know you work for a school you mentioned already.
I teach theology at a Catholic school. I have a degree in theology. I got a master's in pastoral studies.
This has been in your heart. You went through to mission trips.
I thought I was going to die as a missionary, actually.
Yeah.
Prior to getting married. And then I realized, no, I'm going to die here.
As a father. This is it. This is your mission.
As a father.
That's what we're talking about, right? This is our mission right now.
Absolutely.
Right. Because me too. When I turned 33, I'm like, this is it. My Jesus year. This is when I'm going to be a martyr. Nope. Mm-hmm. Continue on.
Yes, he's still going. 34 and strong.
Yeah, and this is what we're trying to die for our family, right? And I don't want to clean my garage with a dead bird in there. So I have to suck it up. Maybe tomorrow I'll face my fears.
Yeah, I recently signed my contract for my day job, and I was like 20 years deep. 20 years deep in ministry, like professional ministry. I was a youth minister.
There it is.
Before that, and then missionary also.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Same with me as well. And you know, we've been through it's great actually talking about cleaning my garage. I saw some old videotapes there that when we went cross country. right? When that's right. During missionary during our missionary days, as were we 20s back then or 20s, right? Yeah, 20s back then. So
lay Catholic missionaries.
There it is. Yeah, this is our life.
Did you ever find a way to convert those files?
No, I ordered something from Amazon and it's not the right wire. So and I'm too lazy to return it, so I'll probably just keep it. And I'm gonna gamble on to another one that I think is the one that I'm missing. So yeah.
I remember. So Ray, you were like a pioneer because now with our phones,
right?
We can like record everything. But you, back then, were recording everything. You're walking around with your camera. You're taking video, just like going up and down escalators. I remember.
I was trying to.
You'd interview people. And talk to them and like get what we're doing. Yeah,
that was my vice before. I love shiny new things, and I just love those cameras, those little camcorders and stuff, and just record the moments, right? Record the moments. So hopefully I'm
anxious to see those.
Yeah, hopefully I can extract those that great cross country trip that we took from coming from Maryland all the way going to LA. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. Well, shoot, we're hitting the edge of this the time that we said we'd do.
Yeah. Yep. First episode, man.
Yeah. Hey, first episode in the books.
Yeah.
So probably people are going to be able to, hopefully they got to know us a little bit.
Yeah.
And
more to come, of course,
over
right?
Next few episodes. Every episode, you'll probably get to know something more about us, our personalities, and we want to get to know you too, because we want to build a community here, a community of fathers, a community of men who are trying to raise up their families and live their own faith and share that faith with the people that they love. So
that's right.
That's what we're trying to do, Fatherhood Arise.
Check us out. Check us out on our website. fatherhoodarise.com. Check us out. It's also on our Instagram account at fatherhoodarise.
All right, Ray, why don't you lead us in a prayer?
Let's do that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this technology that you have provided for us. Continue, Lord Jesus Christ, to guide us in where you want us to go, Lord. And we pray for all the fathers out there listening in. Just be with them and fill their hearts with all the desires that they have in their hearts, Lord God. And once again, guide us and just guide us as fathers to lead our families to where you want us to go, and that is to be with you in heaven. Mama Mary, we ask for your prayers, your intercession as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners.
Now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Thanks, Ray.
All right.
All right. We'll catch you next week.
God bless.
All right. Peace.